Hello and welcome to Thread Headquarters, the podcast where we dig deep into Reddit so you don't have to. This is Jordan.
And Patrice.
And today we're on TIFU.
All right, so this first story on TIFU is by user Robomate. And this one I censored as much as possible, went through and took out swear words. It does have a couple words that are pretty essential to the story. That might not be good for kids. So if you have any kids around, put them to bed. No, just kidding.
Just get rid of them.
I'm just kidding. But it's funny, and it should be pretty clean for the most part. Today I messed up by not looking before I sat down. Floor 8 of my workplace, inside the men's restroom. I'm sitting there doing my business because, you know, boss makes a dollar, I make a dime. I had just finished and was about to tidy up, but I delayed because it's a paid-to-sit moment, scrolling on Reddit for a bit. That's when I felt something jump onto my privates.
Oh, gosh. No. Wait, is this a male or a female?
You'll find out. Okay. Something I had never hoped to experience, let alone talk about on the internet. I shrieked. Not a barbarian shriek, not a Viking shriek, a full-on psycho shower scene shriek. A huntsman spider had crawled...
No.
A huntsman spider had crawled out of the toilet bowl and jumped onto my low-hanging fruit.
Oh, gosh. Jeez.
So, it's a dude.
Yeah, it's a dude. Sounds like a dude.
Low-hanging fruit.
Low-hanging fruit.
I immediately swatted it off, accidentally smacking myself and doubling over in pain.
Worth it, though. So worth it.
Spider, deceased. Me, emotionally scarred. My banshee wail did not go unanswered. Someone came into the restroom and knocked on the stall door. Mate, are you all right? Did you fall over? I'll call an ambulance. No, fine, everything's good. Just slipped, really. No need to call anyone. You can go now.
Let me be in my pain.
I flushed the world's smallest sexual predator to try and salvage what little dignity I had left. Washed my hands and made the very, very long walk back to my desk. My manager's desk isn't far from the bathrooms, and he came up to me shortly after. What happened in there? Is everyone all right? Yeah, everyone's fine. And then I made the dumbest decision of my life. I told him what had happened. The man laughed so hard he had to sit down so he wouldn't hurt himself. His laughter, a horrifying mix between a hyena and a kookaburra, drew the attention of several coworkers who all came over to find out what was so funny. Through wheezes, my boss managed to say, "Get him to tell them, holy cow!" And because I'm apparently weak under peer pressure, I told them. I'll skip most of the laughter, but it went on for what felt like forever. After lunch, my boss and two teammates came up to me while I was sitting at my desk. Boss was holding a piece of paper. "Look," he said, "we need to have a chat about something. I've brought two members of the team as support since this obviously isn't easy to talk about." I was confused. What? He continued, "I have a blank HR report here. I'll need you to fill it out. You confided to me that you were sexually harassed in the workplace, and it's my duty to make sure the perpetrator is brought to justice."
Har, har.
Har, har, har.
Of course.
"Under the space that says, which hand did they assault you with, just put X8. Times 8.
All 8.
"We understand this was a traumatic experience for you, and I want you to know every resource we have is available."
I feel attacked by HR. That's so funny. That's a pretty funny story. That sounds horrifying at the same time.
Yeah. The story got like 64,000 upvotes.
Oh, wow. And rightly so.
Yeah. So some of the comments said, flushing the world's smallest sexual predator and the HR form put this story over the top. Someone else says, his username is Robomate. Doesn't get more Aussie than that. Someone says, it's a TIFU every day you leave your house in Australia if you live somewhere with tons of vegetation.
Yeah, I bet. So many crazy creatures over there.
Yeah. Man, that is like, I don't want to say my worst nightmare because I feel like I could say that to a lot of things.
Yeah. Living in Australia.
Yeah.
Worst nightmare fuel every day, probably.
Yeah, and a spider jumping onto your privates.
Yeah.
That's like,
oh my gosh. I've had that fear since I was like 8 years old.
Really?
Yeah. My sister found a huge spider underneath the toilet seat in our basement.
Whoa.
When I was about 8 years old. And ever since then.
Oh gosh.
I've always like had that thought in the back of my mind. Like, I really hope there's no spider under this.
Yeah.
For like a year after that, I would always check under the toilet seat to make sure there were no spiders.
Huh. Yeah.
Scary thought.
My mom said that, well, kind of on a related note. Hey, it's alligators. So yeah, Australia.
Yeah.
They have alligators, right?
Crocodiles?
Yeah, maybe.
And alligators?
Crocs. Yeah, crocodiles. My mom said that my grandpa told her when she was little that somebody had let an alligator into like the sewers nearby.
Oh, yeah.
And that she needed to be careful like when she went to the bathroom because they might come up and...
An alligator might come
and
her
get
butt.
Her.
That's amazing.
And that they were just living there in the sewers. Like,
oh, wow. I've heard that can happen, though. Sometimes, like, animals are flushed into the sewers and they don't die.
Yeah.
And they just survive in the sewer.
That's freaky. But also, you know, there aren't alligators in Idaho.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. So, bunch of bull.
But you know, when you tell a little kid something,
they'll believe anything.
He scarred her.
Yeah. All right, on to this next story. This one is by user McIntish, and it reads, today I messed up by sealing wasps in their nest instead of killing them.
Wonder how that works out for him or her, whoever.
Not the best. They don't say. Obligatory not today. This happened last week. But the after effects are still very much ongoing. We've had a wasp nest in the side of my house for a while now. Last week they stung one of my friends, so it was time to get rid of them. Given the amount of wasps in and out, it seemed like a big nest. To guesstimate the size, I would say a wasp entered or left the nest once a second all day. I didn't want to just squirt poison down the hole. That would just piss them off and not reach most of it. So I decided to seal the nest with expanding foam sealant.
So this is a hole, like, in the ground?
No, or... I think it's up on the house.
Oh, okay.
So I decided to seal the nest with expanding foam sealant. I snuck out in the dead of night and stuck enough foam in the hole to seal half a construction site. Little did I know how terrible of an idea this was. Apparently, there was another exit to the nest going inside the house.
Oh, no!
This nest is enormous. Average size for a nest this late in the season is 2,000 to 4,000 wasps. Half our house is currently inaccessible.
Oh, my gosh.
I sneak down to the basement at night to change the traps. I keep a hand vac next to my workstation. Our cats are not happy they've been locked into a single room and are pissing everyone and are peeing everywhere to show their discontent.
Oh, no.
Doing my best Arnold Schwarzenegger impersonation, I've gone through more or less 7 magazines on the bug assault shotgun with maybe 40 shots per magazine. These frickers are armor plated and do not die easily. I've injured my arm pumping the shotgun so many times.
Pumping the shotgun?
Yeah, it's like a bug shotgun, like a fly. It shoots salt.
Yeah.
I think the most disconcerting thing is how normal it's become. I wake up, grab the shop vac on the 60-foot extension cord, and just clear the house as a matter of routine. It's part of rising and shining for the day. Coffee, breakfast, wasp vacuuming, kiss the wife goodbye. Time to work. The cold is going to kill them at some point, right?
Oh my gosh. So how many rooms did he say they were? Like half the house was blocked off? They couldn't use half the house?
Yeah, half the house is closed off because of all the bees, all the wasps.
I wonder why he didn't call somebody to come take care of it.
Yeah, seriously. He just thought he could seal them off and they would die eventually.
Yeah, well, I mean, but also, like, why didn't he call somebody to take care of it when they got into his home?
Yeah, good question.
Got into their home.
I have no idea. One user commented, they may not have had a second exit into your home at the start. A fun fact, they can chew through concrete if there are enough and they are properly motivated.
Wow.
That's why you need to kill them before sealing their hole. Bugs that can chew through concrete is something I'll never forget.
Wow. That's insane.
Someone else commented and said, I did something similar. Had a nest in the side of my house. Ignored it. Nest moved or changed location every year until they moved right over a doorway. Sprayed the good stuff into the hole as best as possible. Didn't think anything of it. Next minute, the dying wasps had come down the cavity wall and were limping out underneath the kitchen cabinets like some undead wasp army seeking revenge. Two kids under three and puppy were not impressed with being cooped up in any room that was not the room they wanted to be in.
Oh, damn.
Something I would never think about to do, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess if a nest gets big enough, it's maybe kind of hard to get rid of them.
Yeah, that makes me think we should take care of the four mini ones on our balcony.
Yeah, before they come back.
Yeah.
It's warm again.
It is getting colder, though.
Yeah.
But we should take care of them in the winter.
Yeah. Someone said, this would be the point where I'd bring in a professional. Nuke it from orbit. It's the only way to be sure.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. Bring in a professional, man.
Yeah.
Don't wait till it gets cold. You're just like, how much time does he have?
Yeah.
A month? 2 months?
Seriously. Just hire a pro. Bite the bullet. Pay the money. Yeah.
Well, those were some fun stories. Thanks for joining us today and come back tomorrow for some more.
Bye, guys.